What are you searching for? This Easter, this is the question we're asking of you. What are you searching for? Literally. As in literally, what have you typed into Google recently? Because what we type into that little search box says a lot about what's on our minds, a lot about what's in our hearts. Maybe the things that we search for on the net are what we're searching for in real life. Now, the way we interact online shows two sides of ourselves. And it doesn't matter if you're not a digital native, if you've actually never, there may be one or two of you who've never seen this icon before or typed anything into it. It doesn't matter because what we do online actually is just a reflector. It's an amplifier, a magnifying glass of what it means to be human, what it's like to be human. Even if you've never been online, what we do online is the same for all of us. Now, one side of what we use on the internet, on social media, we project a certain image of ourselves. We tell a story about ourselves through our Facebook statuses. We tell that story through our Instagram photos. And if you're not on Instagram, it's actually the same as what you do when you compile a photo album. You project a certain story about yourself. We do it with what we post on Twitter. Or it's the same kind of thing when we write that nice, shiny, edited version of our life in our Christmas cards or letters. But for all of our efforts to tell a story, to project a certain image of ourselves, whether that's online or through photo albums and letters, it's actually what we type in here. It's the things we search for on the internet which tell a truer story of ourselves, literally of what we are searching for. What we search for is not the polished story that we present. Our search history is the raw story in private of the questions we're asking and the search we're on. So it's really interesting, this report from the ABC, they gathered up the big questions Aussies are asking. The big why question we typed into Google in 2018. Number two on that list, this is the second biggest question in Australia. Why is it called Good Friday? Now we're going to come to this very important question in a moment, but just to be fair, I reckon it's important to give some context to this question. What's the rest of the top 10 list? What are the top 10 why questions that Aussies in secret on the internet asked last year? These are the questions you are asking, your friends are asking, your neighbours are asking. I wonder who asked any of these questions last year. I wonder who asked question number 10. Why is my poop green? I'm not making this up. This was question number 10. I don't know why this was the 10th biggest question last year. Maybe it was because Kale had a bit of a comeback. Question number 9. Why is Nick Cummins called the Honey Badger? I had to search that one this week myself. Number 8. Why is my internet so slow? I wonder how long it took to get that answer. Question number 7. Why is Australia Day celebrated? Number 6, why is Anzac Day so important? Number 5, I won't pronounce this correctly, why is Tim Cahill not playing tonight? Number 4, why is Australia Day January 26? Sounds like lots of us didn't pay any attention in school, at least not in civics class. Maybe you were doing too much maths. Number 3, why is Russia OAR? Now, that is a weird one. Do you know why this question was even asked? OAR stands for the Olympic Athletes of Russia. It was to do with a Russian drug scandal. The OAR team was a way for clean athletes to get around the ban of Russia in the Winter Olympics. Number 2, this is our question. Why is it called Good Friday? And that question was beaten by the other religion of our nation. The other religion got question number 1. Why is the state of origin on Sunday? It's a pretty funny mix, these questions, isn't it? There's sports questions, national issues, an unfortunate personal issue. I still don't believe that's number 10. Hundreds of thousands of people asking that question. And there are some big questions about the big days on our calendar. Anzac Day, Australia Day, and then this day, Good Friday. Why is it called good? What's so good about Good Friday? Now, this question is not only the one that's asked on Google. I get it asked all the time in my RI classes. I reckon it's almost the number 2 question there as well. The most common question in RI is, who made God? But the next most question, I reckon, would have to be, why is it Good Friday? And the next one is actually, some boys want to know the physicality of the crucifixion. How does it actually kill you? But I much prefer the second question, why is it Good Friday? In my experience, primary school age kids, they're asking the same question that the rest of Australia is asking. What's good about Good Friday? Because straight up, it's easy to think about what is not good about Good Friday. It's not good for this bloke Jesus who's executed, is it? As we heard that in that first video, Jesus was a bloke who spent his life doing good things. Good things like healing people, good things like feeding people, good things like teaching people. How on earth can anyone think it is good that a good man was executed, hung on a cross to die? Who could think it's good for an innocent man to be murdered alongside criminals, as if he was one too? That's not good. Have a look at the passage which is printed there on the inside, the left side of your bulletin. We see there in the first paragraph, Jesus is led to a place called the skull, while thorns were piercing his. Not good. Have a listen again to that first paragraph. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. It's not good as he is left there hanging to die. Not good as they gamble over his last possession, as they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And listen to what the others are saying. This is not good. In the second paragraph, the crowd watched Jesus die. The rulers, the leaders of the Jewish people, they sneer and mock. Have a listen to them. This is the second paragraph. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. And the soldiers, they get in on the action too. They drive in the insults along with the nails. Now, the soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine, vinegar, and said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. The sign above his head, which was put there by the Roman governor, it was where the accusation, the charges were put. On the other two criminals, on the other two crosses, it would have said criminal. But on Jesus, even the sign is mocking him. There was a written notice above him which read, this is the King of the Jews. Not good. Here's Jesus, claims to be God's King. See how that worked out? And it's a double bunger, this sign. Yes, it's mocking Jesus, but it's also mocking the Jews who sent him there as well. They were searching for a king, a powerful leader to make their nation great. And this was Rome's way of saying, what hope have you guys got? This is what we will do to anyone who will stand against us. This is not good. Even one of the criminals, he joins in the chorus. He hurls insults at Jesus. This is the fifth paragraph. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. Not good. As Jesus hangs on the cross, the crowd says, save yourself. The rulers say, save yourself. The soldiers say, save yourself. A criminal says, save yourself. Listen to it all. It is not in the slightest bit good. So what's good about Good Friday? Jesus could have said yes to these mockers. As they sneered, save yourself, he could have done that. But instead he chose to save you instead. As those people hurl insult at Jesus, listen to the reply that Luke records. It's in that third line of the first paragraph. In that first paragraph, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Father, forgive them. Forgive them. Forgiveness. That's what makes Good Friday good. Even the very people hammering the nails, even the people mocking, watching, laughing, even they can be forgiven. Even you and I can be forgiven. In a moment we're going to be singing about God's deep love shown at the cross. And in the second verse it says, ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. What's good about Good Friday is Jesus died for scoffers like me and you, so we can be forgiven. And we heard before of the criminals hanging there with Jesus, beside him. One of them got in on the game. He joined in the mocking. But on the other side, that one asks for forgiveness. He knows it looks like bad news that Jesus is on a cross. He knows Jesus doesn't deserve this. Have a look at the third last paragraph. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. He knows this is not good. But he also sees Jesus is God's King, and Jesus brings forgiveness. And so he asks, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, I know you're innocent. Jesus, I know I'm guilty. Please remember me. Forgive me. Could this be true? And Jesus' answer? No wonder it got recorded by Luke. No wonder it was remembered by those there that day. Jesus' answer to a condemned criminal, the worst of the worst, Jesus' answer is the last sentence on that left-hand page. Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is what's so good about Good Friday. Forgiveness for the guilty. Paradise for the forgiven. How can this be? Because the death of Jesus is the death of death. It's Friday, but Sunday is coming. Death isn't final. Paradise is coming. Jesus came back to life so you can live too. This is what's good about Good Friday. The paradise Jesus promised. The paradise Jesus promised to a criminal who trusted in him. Jesus offers that paradise to you too. You too can be in paradise. That's what's good about Good Friday. Trust in Jesus. Recognize him as God's King so he can give you paradise too. Save yourself, they joked. Save yourself, they mocked. Save yourself, but he didn't. He saved the criminal. He can save you too. You too can be in paradise. What are you searching for? If forgiveness sounds like it's worth searching for, if paradise sounds like it's worth searching for, then the search is over. Hear Jesus' words of forgiveness from the cross. Jesus died so that, Father, forgive her. Father, forgive him. Jesus died so that you will be with me in paradise. We know how good forgiveness feels. If you were in Bible study with us this term, we heard the story of these two people, Mary Johnson and O'Shea Israel. In 1993, O'Shea murdered Mary's son. And as Mary tells her story, she was rightly angry, furious at O'Shea. She wanted him to rot in jail. But as Mary reflected on the Bible, on what Jesus did for her, she realized she needed to forgive O'Shea. And so she visited him in prison, spoke to him, offered him forgiveness. And not only did he receive forgiveness, he owned up to what he'd done, and there was reconciliation, a new relationship. And when O'Shea was freed from prison, he started a new life with a new friend, actually a new family. Mary knew the real O'Shea, and she forgave him. Can you imagine being in his shoes? Jesus knows the real you. We can fool others with the story we tell, the face we put on to present to the world, but the things we search for show the true story of our heart. Jesus knows there are things you wish you could erase from your online history. Jesus knows all the words, thoughts, actions, all the stuff in our life history that we wish could be erased and forgotten and wiped out. And that's what Jesus does. He loves broken, sinful people like you and me. And he didn't save himself, but he died to wipe our history clean. He came to bring forgiveness. He came to bring you home to God. That is good. That's why Good Friday is good. Let's pray. Father God, we praise you for what Jesus achieved on the cross. Thank you that there's a reason to call today Good Friday. Lord God, you know us. You don't only know the private things we search online, but you know our thoughts, our deeds. You see clearly the things we try to hide from others, even hide from ourselves, our secrets, darkness, sin is known to you, and yet you still love us. Thank you so much that in your love for sinners, Jesus came to live and die for us. We praise you that he didn't save himself, but died to save us. That he died to bring forgiveness so anyone who trusts in him can have paradise. If this is new for us today, help us to search for the truth of Jesus. If this is something we've heard before but we've rejected it, if previously we've joined the mockers, help us to see Jesus truly. If we've been trusting in Jesus for many years and know his forgiveness, give us great joy in knowing sins forgiven and the sure hope of paradise with him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.